Reptile Youth mit JJ auf Lux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band, die ja mittlerweile fast als Soloprojekt von Mads Damsgaard Christiansen gilt, in der Kantine am Berghain. Und dort werden dann auch die Songs von der im Sommer neu erschienenen EP nochmal vorgestellt. Jetzt ist Mads erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über die 2.0-Version der Kapelle Reptile Youth. Wir finden heraus, welche Vor- und Nachteile es hat, sich von musikalischen Partnern zu trennen. Wir sprechen über Kollaborationen mit Jonathan Donahue von Mercury Rev und vieles, vieles mehr. Auch das Leben und Arbeiten in Kalifornien interessiert mich, wie das so ist. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal hello and welcome, Mads.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I woke up a little bit early.
Yes.
I just had my second cup of coffee, which was nice.
And now you're waking up.
Now I'm waking up, yeah.
You've come from Kiev.
Yeah,
from because your girlfriend Mo was shooting a video there, right?
Yes, that's true.
So you were supporting her morally.
Exactly. I was just there to have a good time and hang out for a couple of days and see Kiev, which was like an amazing place.
Uh-huh. But how did the idea come up for her to shoot a video there?
I think, like me, she's pretty inspired by Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. We both have a thing for Eastern Europe, so mm-hmm. I think that was more or less it.
Okay, cool. And the video is going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
You let us know as soon as it's coming out.
Yes,
so I was just about to say we'll present it on the radio, which is not going to happen, but we'll do something with that information.
Yes.
I promise.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your new EP, Away, that has been released a few weeks ago in summer 2015, and it kind of represents the 2.0 version of Reptile Youth. And you were working with new guys in the band. Mads Thunberg from Kashmir was working with you. Rasmus Litauer from Mo.
Yeah.
And Mads Berglund. There's many Mads.
Yes.
Mads. Yeah. And I wanted to know, did they influence the sound of the EP, or did you make the sounds up before you invited them to come to the studio?
Oh, they influenced it a lot, mm-hmm. a lot, yeah, very much. I had a couple of very like raw demos that was barely nothing. So they were a big influence on the EP.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then what were the reasons for you and your partner, your ex-partner in Reptile Youth Crime, Espen, to part ways?
It was kind of like... It's kind of like with love, you know, sometimes, you know, it just, you move different directions or something happens or whatever. And that was how it was with me and Espen. We were both like, okay, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really, really nice of him to let me continue with Reptile Youth.
So there hasn't been a discussion about who's gonna take the Reptile Youth name with him or something.
No, yeah, we had a lot of like long talks about like just like with a relationship, you know, like how are we gonna do this, like what's happening and what could we do, and so there was a lot of talk, and it wasn't like completely easy. It was like, of course, it's emotional. It's a thing we've been going through together. So, but it was also really good, and we were really good at talking about doing it, and we both feel very open today and like more inspired.
I've read interviews with you and with Espen about the same thing, and that happens rarely. That both parties say, "No, we're good.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue with my solo project, and Mads is going to continue the Reptile Youth thing." So
I think it's more than all fine. I think it's even better.
Yeah.
It's just like pretty rare. Yeah,
yeah, that's super. Yeah. That is super. I mean, I've actually read one or two or three interviews too before I started believing it. You know, because
it's like,
sometimes it's just fake. Yeah, we're all good. It's no problem. And then behind your back, they'll kill each other. So I've already read about another new idea for yourself. And I've read something about electronic solo ideas with you producing, recording, and making it all on your own. Is that still an idea?
Where did you hear that from?
I've read in an interview that you have ideas for a solo kind of thingy.
Yeah, maybe. I have all these songs that I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of trying to figure out how to take them the last 10%.
Yeah.
And, and also figure out what to do with them, like how to actually make them, grow as best as possible.
Yeah, because, and it's interesting because that you love working on your own stuff now so much after Reptile Youth, especially the first record.
Yeah.
It's been produced with the hardcore top 10 producers of the world, kind of, right?
Yeah.
That's funny because so many bands, they start with producing their own stuff and then they go to the big producers, and you started with the big producer, and you say, I can do it on my own.
Yeah, that's true.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's
now, funny. Before we talk too much, let's listen to one of the new songs.
Yeah.
This is the title track of the EP. Hier sind Reptile Youth nochmal mit dem großartigen Stückchen Away. Das ein bisschen klingt wie die Afterparty zu Speed Dance, haben wir gerade schon festgestellt. Reptile Youth auf Lux FM. Reptile Youth mit Away auf Flux FM, 16 Uhr und 21 Minuten. Mats ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, warum er sich von Espen getrennt hat und warum er das Reptile Youth Projekt quasi alleine fortführt. Wir haben außerdem erfahren, wer alles mitgespielt hat auf der neuen Platte. Das waren noch zwei weitere Matzens. Einer von Kashmir, einer von Broke und dann noch der Rasmus von Mo, die übrigens auch die Freundin ist von Mats, der immer noch bei mir im Studio steht. Now you've kind of moved to the States, to Los Angeles, and you work from there. How does that influence your music and your sound? Does it have advantages music-wise? Because I think that there are many musicians in Los Angeles you want to work with.
Yeah. Well, actually, me and my girlfriend moved there for 3.5 months, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And we're back now,
back
in Copenhagen. So we were just there to get inspired and see the city and work with different other musicians and make music.
You know? Ah, cool.
So in that way, it kind of, it inspired some of the music I've done lately, you can say.
Yeah. And then did you collaborate with someone from LA or
was
it more like the vibe of the city that you wanted?
No, I tried to write songs with a couple of different persons, other songwriters and from other bands. I worked a little bit with a guy from Poolside.
Uh-huh, so, cool. Yeah, we know them.
Yeah, and other just like big producers and songwriters. But actually, most of the time, I was just sitting in the house we were living in. We were living in Hollywood Hills.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there, and I was just pushing buttons and and like trying to make songs on my own.
Yeah,
and,
cool.
And
sounds good to me, and I'm happy to hear that you've not moved to LA forever.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought that you're a little crazy to do so. Because I think LA might be inspiring for a few weeks or months in the year,
exactly.
But to live there forever, to be totally dependent on your car, you can't go anywhere without a car.
No, I love actually like right now, like the fall and the rain, and you really start to like that even more when you've been in Los Angeles for 3.5 months because. Like the fall is my favorite season, so it was really nice to get back to that.
It's the perfect season for pushing buttons, that's for sure, right? Because you won't be you won't think like, oh, the other guys are at the lake, I want to go swimming with them. No, there's no need to go out. No. I'll just go. So tonight's show, who's playing with you?
Tonight it's Mess, who also was a part of writing the record, and two other guys, one called Matthias on drums, who has a band called Tree Fight for Sunlight too, another Danish really good band, and the bass player is called Simon. He's also a very talented producer and bass player.
Sounds good to me. And you're going to play new material and some of the old school hits, obviously, as well.
Yeah, actually tonight we also have a piano player with us. We're going to play it's going to be a little bit of a different Reptile Youth. It's like we're going to play some songs where it's just me and a piano.
Oh.
Yeah, which is going to be pretty interesting.
I'm just trying to imagine Speed Dance with just a piano and a voice. Ring, dicky, ding, dicky, ding, ding. Speed Dance. I don't know.
No,
I can't make it up. But it sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, I promise it will be interesting. And I think it's really good. So,
Yeah.
It's gonna be songs from all of the releases we've had.
Cool.
But it's still gonna be a party.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Berlin is just always gets the Satan in me going.
Yeah, we trigger your energy. I can feel that already. Wer heute Abend die voll energetische Show von Reptile Youth nicht verpassen möchte, in der Kantine am Berghain, da geht einfach hin. Oder Jetzt kommt der Trick. Ihr ruft mich an unter der 030 2000 9000. Wir haben noch ein paar Tickets, die wir verlosen dürfen für Reptile Youth heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Um an die Tickets ranzukommen, jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Just gave away some tickets for tonight's show. Thank you for visiting, Mats. Yes,
thank you for...
Say hi to the other guys. And as soon as you've finished some more material, if it's solo material or Reptile Youth material, it doesn't matter. You just come and visit us again. We'll
yes,
talk about that.
I always do.
Okay, thank you, Mats. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Und hier nochmal der große Hit von der ersten Platte, Reptile Youth mit Speed Dance. Thank you, Mats. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.